party. Otherwise, you're not really a country.
Still crazy. Places like that still exist.
No. You can't go out to the restaurant. Like,
no.
Just sit home and make a Korean peanut butter and jelly sandwich. God, that's horrible.
I skated down the street, and everybody was just like, who the fuck is that, and what is he on? What is that thing?
And Jesus. I saw your pictures, and there you took a picture of this truck driving with a back full of dogs, like 175 dogs.
Yeah.
Were they going to eat those
dogs?
That's
food.
Yeah.
No shit. It was the meat wagon of
dogs. I went to a rest stop right outside of Beijing, and they were serving chicken heads and fried maggots.
Delicious.
And they were eating it. Like, you know, like we go to 7-Eleven, we get a bag of Doritos. Like, they have packaged raw chicken feet.
Tastes like chicken heads.
Dude, why the fuck would you eat?
It's 2008, and if you went to Korea with like a cassette tape, they'd be like, whoa, what's that insane technology?
Oh, yeah. What if I just went there and played them like the new Red Hot Chili Peppers? They'd be like, what the fuck?
On an iPod.
Yeah.
Just be like, what is this space age technology?
Do they have Mickey D's or a Starbucks?
Hell no.
No,
are you kidding me?
Shit, we gotta get at least one.
They don't have. No, there's no stores. Like, I'm telling you.
No Mickey D's. What would that be like? Like, just driving down the street and never seeing another McDonald's.
I'd never shit again. That's for sure.
That's your laxative McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
Like, they don't. I don't even think that, like, money gets exchanged over there, because when I was at the lobby bar, like, I ordered beer and I was trying to pay for it, and, like, they didn't give me a bill. I waited. I tried to, like, pay, but I only had, like, American dollars. And then the next day, like, there was about 100 gumballers there, and they were all doing the same thing. So they were basically just giving us free beer. When we check out the next day, we're all on the bus, and they're like, wait a minute. Like, you guys all have to give, like, $10 a piece for all the beer that you drank, like, from last night. It's like,
everybody pays the same?
Who the fuck pays the next day after, like, like, you know, it's like going to Kildare's, and then the next day they're like, hey, all you guys need to pay from last night.
Oh,
like, too late, bub.
That happens all the time.
Backward ass shit.
Mr. Cole.
I don't know.
This is Mr. Mellhorn.
So, because it's communism, everybody, no matter how much you drink, pays $10. Like,
I swear to God, I do not know how it works, because we're in a hotel, so it was completely different. You know, like, so I mean, we had a lobby bar. Like, I skated about 6 blocks and got totally freaked out and went back because, like, how is there like a city the size of Philadelphia and there's no stores?
Yeah, really.
And everybody's on, like, these really shitty bikes. And, like,
how many Americans did you see?
Zero. They're not allowed in.
You were.
I don't know how I got it. Like, because of the gumball, I was able to go. Like, I was going to frame my visa, but they took it.
Like, on one hand, you get to tell everybody that you're one of the few Americans that's been to North Korea, but then nobody fucking wants to go there because it sucks so much.
I'm glad I went and saw it, but
Why would you pay to enter a race that puts you somewhere dangerous like that?
Well, it's not dangerous because
we're escorted in and.
But doesn't other people pay $100,000 to enter the gumball rally?
Yeah.
If you're just like a regular dude who wants to run your car.
Yeah.
Do you get the speed on it?
Fuck yeah. Dude, picture driving from Philly to Chicago and you have police escorts going 140, like, in front of you. So, and they block the whole fucking road. Like picture I-95 completely blocked off, and we're just flying down the road.
What is the general idea of the gumball? Like, what do people do it for? Is it you go to parties? Is that the allure?
Yeah, like, at the checkpoints, there's usually, like, a cool party or some kind of, like...
So the motivation isn't a race. It's to get to the next party.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Cool. I mean, there is no winner.
Okay.
You know, because I guess if you call it a race or whatever, then you could get in trouble.
So you were just in, like, a 1960s VW bus with a Porsche engine.
A Porsche 911 engine in it.
That's badass.
Can you imagine seeing, like, a 68 VW bus go by you doing 140?
Oh, shit.
Doesn't look aerodynamic enough.
Yeah, it'll be on Jackass World. I don't know when they're going to edit it, but, yeah, we got a lot of good shit.
The website?
Jackassworld.com, yeah.
That's crazy.
You see anything going 140 and it goes meep meep, you know, like eeking or ching ching or ching ching.
Is it like rattling all over?
No, that's what the people were saying.
No, it was, ching, ching.
It was solid, dude. We were flying down the road and
they put like I guess a better suspension on it.
We had like we had an Xbox in there and stuff. And, yeah. Picture going 140 and you're playing Xbox in the back. Because that was our like average speed. Like we basically hit cruise control at 140.
Holy shit.
I actually had a Range Rover from San Francisco to well we went to LA, then to San Diego, then to Vegas, and I was getting tired, so I put it in cruise control at 70 miles an hour, and I said, done. Grab the wheel. I climb out and walk around the hood of the car at 70 and get in the passenger seat, and then he jumps over and starts driving.
Are
I'm
you
like,
serious?
Yeah, and I'm like, it's all on film. I'm like, fuck, man, that wind kind of woke me up. I want to drive again. So then Dunn did it, too. And then I hopped Christ. Back in the seat, so
at
it was 70? All completely pointless.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
That's fucked.
That's crazy. So
there's probably photos.
How fast
somewhere.
Are you going? When you were on the roof, Jess?
100.
Yeah, Jeez. Through the tunnel.
But I just
didn't get out while it was moving.
I didn't move on the car. I just like held on. You know?
for the people who are out there who have these speedometers that only go up to like 80. That would suck. You get in it every morning, you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, some sports cars only go up about that.
Really?
We broke down on like, you know, the turnpike of China or whatever. So we're at like this rest stop just waiting to get it fixed. And there's this kid that was like 2 years old, and his whole pants, his dick and ass were just hanging out. It was all cut out. He's just walking around with his dick and ass.
He's no back.
It was ridiculous.
That's the best part about being a kid. You can just go naked.
Yeah. I guess the kid like shits the bed or something, so they just make it easier for him.
Yeah, shithole. Hey, what's wrong with that, Jess?
Then after I get home from China, the first thing I do is get gas in Delco, and the first thing I hear is these two like homeboy kids walking down, and they,
yeah, man, I was fucking this old bitch with no gym hat on. Oh shit, ain't that Ben McGarry from that Jackpot movie? Holy shit, it's Ryan. Yo, ain't you that fucking faggot who got caught shoving that car up there?
Good on him.
Yeah, like, man, you guys are fucked up, man. You're that fucking faggot who got caught shoving that fucking Corvette up his butt. Fuck you.
That's so funny.
Good old Delco.
Who still says Jim?
that's why it's in my memory so bad, because Jim hat. Who says that anymore? Like,
yeah, man, I was fucking this old bitch with no Jim hat on. Oh, shit, it's Ben McGarry from that Jackpot movie.
Jackpot.
They're cussing up a storm, but then they say Jackpot.
Goddamn. Well, Delco is not known for smarts.
Man. Yeah, man, I was off in that nappy dugout.
Dude, get me the fuck out of Delco.
Get me the fuck out of Delco.
Dugout.
That's a good shirt, man.
Get me the fuck out of Delco.
Speaking of t-shirts, I bought a big t-shirt printing thing, and Seth's been making shirts of anything I want. Jesus. The first thing I made was
going
an old Lamborghini Countach peeling out, and it says going places. And then I'm doing another one that has like a gay biker and like all this leather with a big three-sided dick duster, a.k.a. Woom Broom. And he's just sitting on his bike with like a police hat on and cop shades, and it just says, I'm gay, you're gay, and your dad's gay.
Yes.
And faggot spelled F-A-G-I-T.
Dude, I need one of those, please.
And I'm doing another one of Westchester. It just has like the courthouse on a t-shirt that says, Westchester's pretty fucking rag, granny. Granny.
That's awesome.
Who's saying that?
I'm probably going to sell them at the new bar.
Nice.
And online, I guess.
When's that fucking bar opening?
Fucking, I can officially say, 2 weeks now. I was like really bent out of shape. Like there was some fuck asses.
It's about fuck time. Jesus.
Yeah, who was the fucking asshole who was all deal and blow like back in the day?
Yeah, now he's I can't say his name, but yeah. he was causing me so many fucking problems. Fuck, and thank God, because he probably cost me $100,000 worth of bullshit. And my lawyer actually did research on him, and he's trying to run for, like, you know, some kind of position in the borough of Westchester.
Oh,
and he got caught selling cocaine, like a lot of it, in Georgia, and we tracked it down, and now he's fucked. He fucked That's himself awesome. By being like, we don't need this bar opening. Like, if you don't want a college, like, you're in a college town. Yeah. If you don't want
bars.
If bars around, then go to fucking Phoenixville or Media.
You're leaving the best part out. He got, when it got brought to his attention, like, sir, you got arrested for coke, like, whatever.
Yeah, but that was a long, long time ago. I was a young kid. You were 30.
You were 31.
You were fucking 30. Jiminy Christmas.
I was just some dumb kid, you know? What? Kid? 30? Yeah.
30.
Hey, I piece of shit deserves everything he
got. What a piece of shit. I gotta feed my kids, 30, man. Dude, that's I gotta feed I my say. Kids.
Scumbag.
30 can suck my ass, dude. I hate it.
I actually hope that he's like protesting when it's the grand opening of the bar, because like I won't do anything, but like Novak will go fucking throw his white Russian right in his fucking face. You know? Yeah. Like he actually said in court, like, so is it true that you have a friend that has drug and alcohol problems? I'm like, yeah, I have a lot of them. What the fuck is the point? Like, there's probably one in Maine. There's probably three in Los Angeles. There's definitely four in New York. What the fuck is your point? Yeah, I do have friends that are drug addicts and alcoholics. You know,
he's
like
a hypocritical scumbag motherfucker. Oh. There you go.
You know, like, what does that have to do with anything at all?
And us alcoholics don't like motherfuckers like him.
It's like basically, so you want to open up a bar? Yeah, I do. Isn't it true that, like, your cousin has a real, like, bad heroin problem? Like, yeah, so what? What does that have to do with me?
Who the fuck? Yeah, like, what is... That's ridiculous.
And isn't it true?
Yeah.
He actually said, and the jury and the judge actually laughed when they showed a picture of Guar, and they're just like, these are the satanic bands that Margera worships. Worships. I can't just simply like Guar. I have to like worship them and like light candles and sit around them and shit.
Worship.
Worship. These are the satanic bands that Margera worships.
Fuck yeah, these guys are great.
Then he shows a picture of me doing the flying 69 when I'm 69 in Pontius's dick. And they show a photo. This is what Margera does on his spare time. Like, it's not my spare time. I'm filming a movie for Paramount Pictures. It's a written script, and I got paid for it, fucko. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my spare time. It made $80 million in the box office. Like, I got paid, faggot.
Yes.
It's obviously a dude who just sits around his apartment and loses all day.
Well, maybe he had something to do with the Dave job on 202. Did you see that? That's horrible, dude. He probably is the one who did that.
Man, I really... And you know what? We actually... My lawyer sent a letter to his lawyer saying that, like, he's officially banned for life from the bar that isn't even open yet. And he's already banned for life. And his lawyer actually wrote back, well, what if there's, like, a band that, like, he likes? Like, he can't come in? No! He cost me $100,000 that I didn't need to spend on defending myself on opening up a bar because he's causing me problems.
Put his face right on.
Actually, find out what his favorite band is and book him.
Yeah,
just for the fucking.
We already have 20 bands booked. We have Juliet and the Licks booked.
Not for the opening.
No. Just in general.
Coming up,
Eagles of Death Metal, the Walkmen. I never heard them, but
Nick Acosta. Remember that chick?
Yeah. She's playing Blues Traveler.
Holy shit!
These guys are great, dude.
I might actually.
I mean, they'll sell the place out, but like.
Yeah, you'll catch it.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be waltzing in there.
I heard that, like, when somebody told me they saw them live, like, that guy, his harmonica's awesome, but by the end of the show, you're ready to shove it up his fat ass. Well, not shut up with it. Just every cock sucks.
I'm
going
to shove that harmonica up your fat, hairy ass.
I mean, John Popper's a cool dude, but
harmonica's a very small doses instrument, dude.
Yeah. And he's got one in every key, so he can play every song. Like, he never sits
after
it out.
Two or three songs of that shit, you're just like, all right, shut the fuck up.
Like a squeeze bottle.
Yeah. Listen to accordion all night long.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, is this next one going to be fast or slow like all your other songs? This next one, it's going to be as fast as your ass.
You fat ass.
Sabatino's. Remember that place?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to play a song. This is Hanoi Rocks, their new album, straight out of Finland. It's called Street Poetry. Radio Bam, yeah, Series 28.
What track,
Rock. Track two, man. I told you.
I know. I just like to get you to say the track.
Here we go.
Right. Here we go.
Might mean nothing much to you, but it's everything to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry.
Rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
on Faxon 28.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Screw poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's play again.
It's that good.
It is that good.
Yeah, we heard that so many times in Finland. It was a good time.
That was just on loop in that fucking bus that we had, dude.
It means a whole world to me.
That's all Chad thinks about is Novak always.
I mean nothing much to you, but it's a whole world to me. Yeah, that's what I hear in the
singing
song.
It all wrong.
Close that Hanno didn't even put it in originally. Novak's got an idea there. That was a good time, man.
Does Novak ever do karaoke?
He's actually on the way here, but the last time I was with him, I went to New York for like 7 book deals, and I was actually in the MTV office for MTV Books, and we're walking through the office, and there's these like cubicles and desks and stuff, and there's this like fruit basket there all wrapped up nice in plastic. He just goes and opens it, and his pants are down so low and he has no boxes on, so like half of his dick is hanging out and like pretty much all of his ass, and he's like eating this watermelon. This dude comes up and he's just like, who the fuck do you think you are? What are you doing? That's for a birthday party later. And Novak doesn't say anything. He just looks at him in his eyes and just goes and then just walks off. That's for a birthday party. Then later on, we get into a taxi, and I'm all loaded. I think that I gave the taxi driver $100, but he only gave me change for a 10. But I thought that I was supposed to get $90 back. So he just goes,
yeah, you just ripped us off $90. Now show me the bill, motherfucker. Where is it? Show me the bill. He's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Show me. That's why I'm going to piss in your cab, motherfucker.
And he just starts pissing on, like, the gear shift because he was in the front because me and Franz were in the back. So he sat up front with the guy. So the guy could have easily just punched him right in his face.
He's like, that's why I'm going to piss all of you.
And he's, like, pissing on the dude's jeans and shit.
Jesus Christ.
God bless him.
Oh, man.
God bless him.
I think he actually said something like,
fuck Albania.
The guy was from Pakistan. And then I just look at the guy, I'm like, I don't know, man. He's Irish.
Yeah, fuck Albania.
Like that explains it.
No, the best. Then we go to a bar, and there's this hot girl that's like hitting on him, like talking to him, and you know he kind of had to put some work into it, like, so, like, you know, small talk. This like fat ugly girl comes up and basically says like, I want to fuck. So he goes with this fat girl, and the hot girl's like, what are you doing? Like, I just established that I liked you, and like, why are you going with it?
Listen, lady, I don't like to put no work into nothing. I'll fuck anybody.
And he just walks off with the fat girl.
I'll fuck anybody.
I love, like, not any girl, anybody. Like, as long as you're alive and you're a human, he'll fuck you.
It's still pumping blood.
Best thing I heard
That's
was
great.
When we were in fucking Finland and Andy McCoy was there, and we're like, hey, what's up, Andy? And Bam's like, hey, remember Novak? And he's just like, Novak, you're Polish. You piss in the wind.
You piss against the wind. He's like, yeah, I've been doing that my whole life.
Like, what was the phrase? Don't tell your father how to fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, don't tell your daddy how to fuck. He has like three Bloody Marys, a bunch of Valium, and then he started smoking hash. I'm like, Andy, you have to play in like an hour. He's like, he just looks at me in such confusion. He's like,
don't tell your daddy how to fuck.
Like, I've been doing this for 50 fucking years, and you're gonna tell me to calm down? Like,
have a good show.
Don't teach your daddy how to fuck.
I just watched him have like 5 Bloody Marys, and then like probably God popped damn, like 4 dude. Valiums, and now he's smoking hash. Like, dude, you gotta play in an hour.
And then when he was playing in the hotel lobby, and you're like, yo, play this song, and he's like, I'm gonna play what I want because I am no jukebox, son.
Sorry, I gotta like this. Somebody say something to entertain people.
Drinking beers and washing them down.
You
want
to play that?
Shipbird.
Fuck! Let me get a lighter!
Ah, shit, where is that?
Let's play a Shipbird song.
Yeah. I wonder if this show is totally distorted.
Drinking beers.
Yeah!
Beers and
hang on.
When we get back,
show me the bell.
Let's talk to him when we get back.
Take that.
track three. Okay. Search it.
Sure.
Huh?
We'll talk to them in the back.
All right, let's play a Shipbird song. Drinking a beer, washing them down.
Track three.
Okay. What's going on?
Hell yeah.
What up?
What's going on?
Whatever, Kane.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, drinking a beer and then washing it down.
With what?
Another beer.
Shivers, that was awesome, dude.
Thanks. Yeah. You guys like that?
When'd you record that shit, bud?
That was about
ladies and gentlemen, straight from
Baltimore City, it's me, Novak, a.k.a. the author.
Yeah, the official
author. I have a
book
now, Dream Seller. You can get it at Amazon.com. Comes out October 1st.
People think it's really me dogging. you get Amazon now, comes out September 30th, or comes out between October 1st through the 3rd. If you don't get it, you're a fucking moron. And something else I learned today, if you like baseball, you should just get a shotgun and go into your garage or your backyard and blow your fucking brains out.
Did you just go to Orioles game?
I mean, I went to Orioles game. You should either. I mean, you should over. I swore to myself I would rather overdose than go to a baseball game. But I give in because my fucking girlfriend's fucking stupid ass birthday. And I'm like, all right, I'll go with you. A goddamn baseball game. Oh, dude. I was sitting in the fucking sun. I felt like I was having like a session in your indoor fucking skate park with no ventilation in the fucking hot sun, sweating like a pig. And I'm like, and we sit there for like 4 hours. And I'm like, how much longer is this? What inning? We're in the third inning. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's not even eye candy either, because baseball players have the fattest asses in sports.
Yeah, they're ordering fucking hot dogs and fucking the cheesesteaks, and you got the New York fucks hollering at the Baltimore fucks. I'm like, who cares so much? Like, you're not making any of this money. Who cares who wins or loses?
So
you guys are faggots.
You fell in love with Mandy all over again?
Yeah, I've been fucking like a jackrabbit, dude. I love that bitch again, man. We've been together for 3 years. And, you know, it starts out where you just fuck, and can't fuck enough. And then it gets to a point where I just pray to God she doesn't want to fuck because I just don't want, I really just kind of over it. And somewhere within the last 4 days, I've been drinking a lot more and I haven't been doing drugs. So my sexual aspirations went up. And, dude, I had her on the, we came home, I was shit-faced. We came home from the bar and, I said, go look this up on the internet. And I'm sitting back there. I'm like, but you can only do it naked. So I rip her pants off, rip her shirt off, bend her over. She's trying to type this up. I'm eating her out. And she's like, stop it. I'm trying to get this. So as soon as she finds this thing she's been looking for an hour, I fucking banged her so hard the fucking computer fell off the back of the desk, dude. She's like, oh, man. And she couldn't walk for 2 days.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is my fiance, Mandy, but I'll cheat.
I don't know, man. I haven't really lately, but I've been home. I don't cheat in Baltimore, but I cheat when I'm in a different area code. She won't know. And if she does, it'll be on the internet, and then I'll just be like, it's a lie. Everyone lies on the internet. So if you read it, babe, I didn't cheat. But if you do want to cheat, I will.
Do you know, we're going to film the Italy thing to find my ancestors on October 1st, and when I give you... I already wrote it. When I give you the your allowance, it's $1,000, and you just go and rent a hooker to hang out with you for 3 days straight, and she's in the car with us and everything.
Dude, how you gonna talk? Bam does all this shit to get me in the most trouble, but he forgets the fact that he gets to come home to his nice, cozy home that he owns with his wife. Meanwhile, I gotta go back to Mandy's house that she owns.
You're acting.
Yeah, with a hooker for 3 days. And she knows. She said that. She's like, you're going to cheat on me tonight, aren't you? I'm like, no. She's like, well, I'm not going with you. And I know you have a girlfriend up there. Every time I come home, I always put like a new name in as like Bradley from PA or Brian from PA or Dave from Kildare's. And she calls a number and it's these bras, man. I'm like, oh,
man. Bradley.
I can't get away with it for dick, man. She should be an investigator, probably PI.
It's so easy to catch you, though.
Yeah, because I go on there and just say this stupid shit. That's why I don't ever listen to this fucking radio show. I keep that bitch in check.
All she needs to do is type
it
in.
We don't have to tell her how to do it. Don't tell that bitch.
He's got a cord on the serious radio.
I think it's a little late.
She's getting shit-faced with her fucking faggot buddies at the bar talking about fucking fat fucks and baseball.
I remember somebody.
Sidney Ponson was playing today, too. The dude, he fucked. She fucked. So I had to sit in 100-degree weather while watching some fat fucking Hawaiian that she fucked. And I'm just like, oh, look at that fat fuck. And she banged her. Crazy Hawaiian sweaty meatball, man. Running around the fucking deep. He's running around meatball. Deep field like a sweaty, sloppy meatball that just rolled off a bun.
And you had to pay $10 for a beer.
I had nothing to look at except his fat ass. And I'm like, dude, man, she's probably licked his asshole, sucked his dick.
Licked his asshole. When we went to New York to have the book deal, he's like talking to this like respectable dude, and the guy couldn't believe that he's like,
yeah, I got a fiance, but I'll cheat.
He's like, well, how would you feel if she was doing the same thing to you?
Oh, out of sight, out of mind. I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to know about it.
That's true. Because at that point, I was tired of fucking her. So if she's fucking someone else, she's not going to bug me to fuck her. You know what I mean? Right. So it's pretty much a win-win deal.
Yeah, I fell in love with that fucking bitch all over again.
I did.
Do you pay to go see that fucking bitch?
Fat, sweaty meatball dude run around all day.
Well, yeah, dude, actually, it was the bitch's birthday, so I bought these goddamn Skybox fucking tickets. I spent $310 to want to hang myself on the top of the roof and watch some sweaty Hawaiian that she fucked there with her Sunday. That's what I did all day, ladies and gentlemen.
Who won?
I'm really going up in this world.
Who won?
Who the fuck cares? It was the bitch's birthday. Yeah, man.
Stupid birthday.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
So, Novak, what? I'm already on chapter two of your book, and that's saying a lot because I have so much ADD. I can't read a book. I have too much ADD.
Abe told me she gave you a copy. I'm like, Jess will never read it. Yeah. I don't even remember his name or that he has kids half the time. How would you ever remember to pick my book up tomorrow?
Yo, what'd you do yesterday? I don't fucking remember.
Dude, tell him, man. Your brother
too much
is fucked
ADD,
in the head.
Too much after-duty diapers, dude.
He had some car accident with you. And he completely lost his whole fucking sense of being.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Jess?
He's the only one who didn't have a seatbelt on. We flipped 8 times in a Volkswagen Jetta in 1996. And he flew out like 40 feet into the bushes.
That made him a good bushes.
Yeah. I thought I couldn't find him. I thought he was under the car. I was like kicking the shit out of Ryan Dunn because I thought he was like completely dead. I saw him in the bushes and he's just like...
He got ejected that far?
Yeah.
Novak,
40 feet.
I've almost died.
Were you
so
on drugs
times.
Or drunk? Because you have to be to live through something like that.
You're telling Novak you almost died?
Well, yeah.
This asshole's been in fucking overdose.
I've lost count, man.
Well, you know, like.
God just doesn't want me, dude. When
you,
or the devil.
When you almost die so many times, you just stop giving a shit about shit that doesn't matter.
Join the
matter.
Club.
Yeah.
Except I stopped giving a shit about stuff that doesn't matter. You party, might go wrong.
You party like Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis in the news. That guy has no news.
Novak threw his morals out the window so bad that when we were in the Arctic Circle, we got these dog sleds, but they're on a cage before we had to time up. So
what?
I'm petting all these dogs in a cage, and Novak just comes up. He puts his asshole against the cage.
And, so fucking disgusting.
And the dogs are licking his ass. And then he rips a minging ass part. And then the dogs lick it even more. And there's like tourists like looking at. They're like, what the fuck is going on right now?
And he's like, oh man, if this was just Pamela Anderson, I'd be. Oh man, this feels kind of good actually.
I seriously let him fucking carry on business for like 10 minutes, man.
Do you know that Pamela Anderson has Hep C?
I don't care.
Some
who cares, man? You know the odds of getting that through sex are like slim to none. It's like me hitting the lottery. It really is. The only way you really get it is sharing a needle. That's how that lying bitch said she got it, by sharing a tattooed needle gun with Tommy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's how we all got
it. Dude, she gets married like five times a day. Yeah. What is she talking about?
It's called Tommy Lee fucked a stripper on tour and then gave her whatever.
Speaking of Baywatch, David Hasselhoff was on the Gumball.
No way. Yeah. Did you have drinks, the fag?
Yeah, I tried to not He was driving the Knight Rider car.
No way.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Was it fair?
You know who else was in there? Carlton from...
the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, from... what the fuck was that? Philly. Was
so,
it? Yeah,
I sat next to him on the plane.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
He was cool, but dude, I'm like, so what are you up to, dude? And he's just like...
Oh, that's a terrible question.
I'm going, for the past, like, 10 years, his entire job is just going to clubs and getting paid for what he used to do.
Oh, gosh.
Shit, that's a dream come true, man. Go to a party. Sign me the fuck
but
up.
But I'm like, so what are you, like, working on that? Like, nothing, man. I'm just
going to another bar.
I'm going to Puerto Rico to make an appearance, and I'm going to Vegas to make an appearance, and I'm going to Chicago to make an appearance.
Who the fuck's like, Carl?
It was a tour. It was me and Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons doing a tour.
Well, what do you think his pay is
Will
for
Smith
appearance?
Has an Oscar.
And then there's
Michael Jackson.
Some girl from Saved by the Bell was on the...
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she was on the thing too.
We went to the Rainbow and Screech was there.
I heard he's like mad at the world.
Look at that ugly fucker.
Anywhere he goes, you know, Dan went, holy fucking shit, look at that. It's fucking Screech from Saved by the Bell.
That's what we did.
I just filmed the new movie. It's called, we don't care about that shit. You're Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's nice.
Didn't he film a porn? He did like a porn.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucking this old bitch with no gym hat on. Yo, it's a Ben McGarrett from that Jack Butt movie. I heard that that little black kid. What you talking about, Willis? What's his name?
Gary Coleman.
I heard he does appearances in junkyards. I swear to God.
Jesus.
Like, he goes to junkyards for like fucking sweaty dirt bags that fucking work on the carburetors all day with dirty hands, and he goes there and like does signings. Why there, though? It's such the weirdest place.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Jocaso.
Guys,
where's the microphone? Can you pass to him? Oh, here you go.
It's definitely out of the girl's pussies, fucking.
Hey, I actually just got a call from Travis Knight, a.k.a. Gina Lynn's husband, and he says that he wants to film you in 2 weeks fucking a girl for a porn in this house. You in?
I'm ready. Let me show you.
They're going to set up lighting and everything.
Dude, that's a big deal.
I'll show you the text, I swear.
You can't turn that down.
That's like a kind of a...
Have you turned gay since the last time I saw you? What are you doing?
That's the other one you're doing with Travis. It's called In the Heat of the Night.
He's in a mirror in his bedroom singing to a soap bottle.
How much would you bang Jocaso out for?
I don't know. What will you bang
me? I try to really flex these.
You give me that dollar amount and I'll tell you yes or no.
$20.
No. Come on, dude.
$100.
No, I two pumps or I got to come?
Two pumps.
Two pumps, $500.
All right, how about $250 in all fives?
$400.
ridiculous.
275 in all fives.
It's gonna get really close to 400.
I'm a single.
386.
There you go. Just remember my mind. That's 386.
386?
386. 369, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 69. You said 69. Good one.
Do you like that, Chad?
No. When I flew back from China, I had to spend a day in L.A., and Dunn had to stay with me. I was doing a photo shoot with Element, and then I didn't know this, but I had to go to the van store at the mall and do an autograph
for vans? You ride for vans now?
No, it was just at the skate park, but it lasted for like 4 hours.
Oh,
so,
he was pissed, I bet.
So Dunn was trying to figure out something to do, so he went walking in the mall, and he got spotted by the most annoying kid on earth. First thing he says to him, his mom is with him, he goes,
"Holy shit, a drying." He goes, "Yo, do you really know Van Margera?"
pissed him off.
He goes, "No, they digitally put me in everything." And then the kid was like, "Really?" He's like, "No, not really." And then the mom was like shaking her head like, "Don't be an asshole to my son, you Hollywood scumbag." He's like, "I'm not a Hollywood scumbag. You have a dumb kid." And then he goes,
"So, man, you like, do you tag?"
And he's like,
Tag.
And he's like,
"You know, like spray paint."
And he's like, "Spray paint what?" And he's like, "You know, walls."
Where'd it go from there? Just nowhere, like it started?
He said he was just saying the most random things. And Dunn stuck, because it's not like he's like, "All right, kid, I gotta get going, man. I have nothing to do.
You'd have nothing to do. You're waiting for Bam to finish up all these autographs. I know what you're up to."
Dude, that sounds like when we were in L.A., remember? And we were in L.A. and what mall did we go to? And he was despising every moment of it.
City Walk.
We go to City Walk, which is like the most popular tourist place. If you go to L.A., your parents are taking you there. It's like where they film these movies and all this roller coaster shit. So Bam had to do like a talk show somewhere, and they literally give him a box, a humongous white box, this humongous red bow that's probably, I don't know, 5 foot by 5 foot. Like
that's huge.
Well, from your waist over your head, you couldn't even see.
2 feet by 2 feet.
I'd say 4x4. It was big, dude. It was humongous. And Dunn was so... Dunn was so furious that he came, because Bam insisted that we got out of the limo and walk through City Walk, and he is furious at this point. So we're walking through, and this little fucking idiot kid runs up, and he says he's security, and he insists on walking us through this mall, and we're already trying to not have any attention.
Oh,
Bam, take
worst.
The story over. You're better at this.
This kid... He comes up, he's like, "Yo, man, you trying to get to your hotel? Don't worry about it, man. I got it covered." And, like, I was already walking with, like, my head down, trying not to get recognized. So I'm like, "All right, I can't remember if he had a security uniform on, but..."
He said he was.
No, you know what? He was just some random kid that worked at, like, Hot Topic or something. Oh, and he was just like, he's like, "All right, I got you.
Yo, everybody clear the way, because Bam Margera is coming through from Jackass."
Yeah,
so
screaming.
I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
That
it was like 100 times worse than
what
it could have ever been.
So then we started to get mobbed, and we find out that the kid is no affiliation to a security guard. So he runs over to his buddy's security guard, and he's like, "Look, we need to help these guys out." I mean, making such more of a spectacle than it could have ever been.
And then the real security guard's like,
"Who are these guys?
Who are you?" And I'm in a position now. I have to be like,
"I'm Bam Margera. I need security."
I have a show on MTV. I don't know. I'm pretty big time.
The security guard give a fuck less about Bam.
And
really
I just stuck in this. I'm like, you know what? I'll just walk.
And that kid was refused to let us walk, so we decided to ditch into this restaurant that had like neon lights and like dancing clowns and everything that Dunn could possibly hate. I mean, he wanted to kill himself.
So when the kid was talking to him for like 45 minutes about nonsense, Don's like, "All right, man, I gotta get going, man."
He's like, "Why? Where are you going?"
"I gotta buy a pair of jeans." And he just goes,
"Why, is that your only pair of jeans?"
He's like, "Yeah, it is.
It's my only jeans."
"Really?
No, not really."
Man, kids just come out of their mom's pussy fully padded these days, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
Well, now they got them leashes on the kids at the airport.
Really?
That is absurd.
Yeah. Christ. Like that's bringing slavery back in a big way. Jeez. What the fuck, man?
Just carry a dog bowl, and like when I see that at the airport, I'll just set it down.
In front of them. Dude, who was
terrible
it?
Terrible parents.
How about when we were in the airport going to Finland, and Hannah was trying to kick game, freaking the nice poor girls out with his shades, his Terminator shades on, and
oh my
what
God.
A David Hanna did that?
He was on, like, a bunch of Jameson, and he's like, there's some girl in, like, Walden Books at the airport. He's like, I'm going to kick it. He didn't even go and say anything to her. He just followed her around creeped like her a out. Creep. Yeah. And then she's, like, looking at books, like, walking around, and no, he's like...
She picked up her cell phone and made a call.
Well, that was later.
Didn't get a call. She made one while he was talking.
He followed her out of the...
That's how bad he sucked at kicking game.
But the thing was, it was, like, 12 in the afternoon, and he's got these serious black shades on. Like, if you're an inch away, you can't see through him, so you automatically like a pervert because you cannot see his eyes. No one's wearing shades, as bright as can be. You know, it's a fucking airport in the middle of the day. You don't need shades. And so the girl comes out, and he's still following her. He's got two beers, like a beer and a Jameson, complete shit bag, fat, fucking horrible, fucking ugly, minging motherfucker. Great guy, but just it is a spade is a spade. I call a spade
like
a spade.
That justifies
so, trying to take nothing away from him.
But the worst part was he goes and sits next to the bitch, but he doesn't sit next to her. He sits one seat away from her.
Which
and
is just, even weirder.
Yeah, and he just stares straight ahead, and the girl's like, why is this weirdo following me? And then as he goes
all
to space,
drunk and just like just thinking that he's doing a good job.
Like he's fucking A-gaming it up.
I love when I had a track.
I think the first drink that he ordered, I was like, yeah, I'll take like a, I don't know, like a Bud Light or something. And then he's like, double Jameson ginger and a shot of Jameson.
And a side of ranch.
Not only
and some dipping sauce.
Not only is the double Jameson not good enough, he needs a shot of Jameson prior.
And then a Jameson and Coke. Man, Handana.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm playing a song for Handana.
Bless his sweetheart.
Track 9.
Yeah.
This song's called Either Way by Trouble Andrew. Fuck yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Fuck shit.
Oh yeah.
You. Rock. Over here.
Didn't you say you saw them and Michael Monroe was warming up doing like karate kicks and shit like that?
Oh yeah, footage of it. It's fabulous.
You Santa, Santa.
I'm actually going to Finland in a week.
For what?
For Gas Lipstick, the drummer of Finland's wedding.
You should get a house there, man. You're there like every other week.
Dude, this is going to be my 22nd time in Finland.
Everyone hates, your family hates so bad when you go there. They just think you come back the biggest pile of shit.
Well, I
kinda especially
do.
Your mom. Your mom's like, he's not going there anymore. I mean, it's like, okay, mom, I'll listen. Like, I don't know. Whatever my mom tells me, goes in one ear right out the
other. I
got
to show you the Plop commercial that I did in
what?
It's a spring water. €10 devoted to...
€10
goes to the Save the Baltic Sea.
Are you implying that people in Finland, some people drink water instead of alcohol?
Water.
I know you said that.
I think, like, in Finland, they just hand infants a bottle of beer, right? Like, yeah, might as well just get started now.
Katsi isoda karu.
What's that mean?
Two bear beers, please.
What do you know that doesn't have anything to do with a cuss word or ordering beer? Tell me something normal.
Margaram Bami Tamperettere.
What's that? Sound with your name.
That's my name is Bam Margera and I'm from Tampere.
What else? Let me hear
Mayu on Pasca and Katuna Tuska. That's
whoa.
I drink shit and I don't feel pain. See,
you know it's weird ass. Let me hear good morning. Do you know that?
I don't know that crap.
Dude, you should order that Rosetta Stone. I hear you can, that's great for learning different languages.
Yeah, it was $40 in Denver, Colorado. I didn't feel like paying for it, so I stole it. That was the last thing I stole.
And, Jess, wasn't that the first?
And I tried to do this drop and twisted my ankle. I'm like, karma.
Karma was a bitch, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, every time I had a BB gun and I was like shooting stuff and I aimed at like the van, which is all the way at the Hobbit Hole.
I remember that.
I hit it. The window broke. I'm like, damn, this thing is
Phil's
terrible.
Dad. Who's your dad's
then this,
van?
Then this little like cute ass sparrow lands on the on the deck. I'm like,
that.
Oh, why not? So I
hit it.
Thing just drops like flat out dead.
You go straight then to hell.
Then I go skating down in Wilmington like an hour later. Twist my ankle.
I know. There's no question. Karma is alive and kicking.
Yeah, it's true. And then when I was like 16, I had the shitty Buick Regal that my aunt gave me for free. And I went to Wawa, and this, you could tell that this kid, like, just probably graduated, you know, some kind of law school or whatever, but he pulled in with, like, a brand new mediocre BMW and, like, looked at me and kind of, like, and walked into Wawa. I was like, fuck you, asshole, and I keyed his car.
I don't know what a key to, but I would have kicked it.
Then finally, when I got enough money to get a car that I was stoked on, which was an Audi S4, pulling the same Wawa key.
No way, same Wawa?
Yeah. Karma.
If you don't learn from that, kids, might as well just kill yourself. There's a lot of things
the more
you should
bad
kill
shit
yourself.
You do, don't tell people to kill
more
themselves.
Bad shit happens. Yeah, but you'll just wind up being like a piece of shit. Like you'll have a shitty ass life, and you won't even know why. Like it won't be that blatant, but like
yeah. Look at my father.
Look at Coke Man.
Coke Man, who's that?
The fucking asshole that was breaking his balls about opening his bar here, and he was
See, karma kicked him in the ass.
What do you? What happened to him?
He just stalled the bar for 3 months complaining that we don't need another bar, even though it's a bar in Westchester that's getting the liquor license getting transferred 3 blocks in.
Right.
Like, it's not a new bar coming in. It's just changing locations.
So what happened to the dude?
He's saying that we don't need another bar, and we definitely don't need Margera, who worships satanic bands, running this place.
What happened to him was we researched and he got caught dealing coke in Atlanta.
No way.
What a dickhead.
Dude, so now, and he was trying
now
to,
he's
he was trying to
the
run,
law,
he was,
like,
he was trying to run for like the borough of council, like he was trying
so
to.
So he's already won in other places.
Well
he's got warrants.
Nobody knew this, but my lawyer did research and found out that he got caught selling loads of coke in Atlanta, Georgia, and and now he can't run for that. Like he basically kicked himself in the ass.
Wow, someone that sells cocaine obviously is in the circle.
It happened when he was 30, and he actually goes, "That was a long time ago. I was a young kid, and I learned a lot." Young kid,
you're
30
years old, you fucking twisted fuck. What the fuck? I mean, how could someone that does cocaine, you know? I've experienced it from time to time in the past, and I've been in some fucked up situations. I did a lot of fucked up shit due to it. So you know. this guy's on the same shit, but yet he's gonna put a stop on a bar. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? Where? What are your values like in your head? You fuck. Huh? You probably fucked his grandma.
I made Novak Huff Jankum for $518. What Jankum is? You shit and piss in a Gatorade bottle. You put a condom on it, and then you microwave for 3 minutes. And then when the condom fills up with air, like, you huff and puff it back and forth
like a nitrous balloon.
So how does it feel?
Well, it kind of feels like nitrous, but I do have a headache. I don't know, man. I just prefer cocaine.
That's true, man. And I'm like, wait, where are they doing this drug at? Because it's all over the news. And he's like, oh, Africa. I'm like, fuck, no wonder. There's no, what drugs? I guess there's weed in Africa.
Kids these days are doing Jankum, otherwise known as butt hash.
Is that what they call it, butt hash?
Butt hash.
Street name, butt hash.
Like, sounds the way to can with that.
Picture somebody Jones and like, yo, man, what's wrong with you? You all right?
Fuck, man. What, you, dude, you got to shit a piss or something, because I need some fucking Jankum right now. Man. I need some butt hash.
Yeah, need to fix. What needs to happen in your life? Where do you need to be at? Totally. When you're microwaving shit and huffing the fumes.
That is like the dirtiest of the dirty. It's dirty in like meth heads who like take apart everything in their house and never put it back together because they're so fucked up.
That makes like, that, dude, that is fucking
Would you ever do
sick.
It, Jess?
Fuck yeah.
What about Jess for $25,000?
No.
Yeah, right.
Why not? Why?
You're a moron.
25 grand.
What's the big deal? I'd do it for $2,500.
You're huffing shit fumes.
Doesn't
you'll
matter.
You'll be okay at the end.
That shit probably sticks in your lungs for like 10 years.
Who cares?
Making way too
he's
much,
he's still walking
dude.
Around.
Every day you shit, you smell it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, every day you
Jess,
shit,
what's
you
the price
smell
tag
it.
For you to do it?
Fuck.
Kelly would leave you definitely if you did it, wouldn't she?
Dude, if there was $20,000 in
20
cash
grand
sitting
in
there,
cash,
you I would punch you in the face if you didn't try.
Yeah, I probably would.
Especially after he has some Jack in him. Whenever he has Jack in him, he always wants to fight Jesse.
I would love to take Novak's body and just cut it open and see what's inside. It's got to be pure, but his lungs are probably charcoal.
Dude, literally, motherfucker, I'm gonna outlive everyone in this room.
With like booger sugar residue all over it.
I bet you.
Didn't you like shoot up drywall or something?
Shot up bleach. I shot up bleach.
It was like fucking Clorox.
But that was an accident, Jesse.
Yeah. I didn't do it on purpose, dude. There was nothing fun about it. And the thing was, I thought it was heroin because the bleach is kind of yellow anyways. And when you cook the heroin up, it turns yellowish. Yeah. So I was cleaning out a cooker. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I got a really nice fucking shot.
Didn't
here.
Didn't you have to hurry because somebody was coming
up? Yeah, I stole it from the lady and that I was living with in Park Heights. She went to pick her kid up. So I hurried up and stole her cooker. And I put what I thought was water in because I had a thing of water and a thing of bleach because I was cleaning the needle out. So I was doing it so fast, I put the bleach in there and I cooked it up. And all of a sudden, I'm getting all this thick yellow shit, like a big shot. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get fucked up. And
yes,
I got fucked up, all right.
You know
dude.
What? You'll probably live to be 100 and all the yogurt sprout eating motherfuckers will die when they're 60.
Totally. Look at my fucking shitbag father. He will not die to save his life. I could shoot a point blank at the forehead and the fucker will still live somehow. I'm telling you, man.
How about those like athletic dudes, those buff and tough dudes, like, I'm gonna sit here and stand this tornado. It doesn't matter how fast the wind's blowing. It matters
what
the wind is blowing. If you get hit by a fucking Volvo, I don't care how strong you are. You're bleeding. It doesn't matter how many push-ups you did that
day. I don't care if you're
day.
Benching 10,000 pounds. It's gonna hurt you, fuck. But, you know, I don't know, them fucking Ferrari. Those sorority boys, man, they go through some gnarly situations to get them things.
Yeah.
They do.
That Fried House
like
movie,
what?
Remember that
shit? I can't think of, like, what, but I've seen them on TV.
Like, fuck a sheep or something?
22.
Shit like that. All
they have
kinds
to drink,
of fun,
like,
drink piss.
They have to chug a warm pint of beer mixed with a little bit of puke.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the stupidest shit you could think of. That's what you have to do to make friends. And then you have to pay for it, too.
Yeah,
you're paying to make friends that you call your brothers.
How can you, like, be in like a house that drop down and give me 20 and then lick my shit.
Totally.
Fuck you. Yeah. Do it. What am I getting out of this? You get some friends.
You get a fucking friend. Letter on your jacket. You get a nice new jacket with an A on it for asshole.
Yeah. You get to come to our toga party.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
And serve us beer all night. Be our waiter.
Suck my dick, you fucking faggot.
Suck my dick and give me 20,
suck my
faggot.
Dick, you fucking faggot. Wait, I actually... What did I say? Oh, yeah. I was in the Lambo, and I was, like, at a red light in Westchester, and this dude pulls up... Well, he gives me the finger, but I catch up to him on the next one. And, I actually, this is a whole new story, and I say,
as reason,
I'm like, you're just mad because your boyfriend sucked my dick, faggot.
He's a faggot.
Wouldn't that make me one too? You're just mad because your boyfriend sucked my dick, faggot.
Dude, you know he was fuming after that. He tried to figure it out.
Like, Folger, let me lick your ass, you fucking faggot.
Where is that?
You ready to get your dick licked, faggot?
He's probably like, how the fuck does he know my boyfriend? God damn it.
Dude, that day after we made him drink our piss and throw up and shit, he called us the next day to hang out more. Meanwhile, he's throwing up and called out of work, but he wanted to hang with us again.
We woke up all hungover, and then we started sipping on a beer at like 10 a.m. Yeah. Then we thought it was like a brilliant idea to go over to Bulger's frat house. We kick his door open, we wreck everything in his room, and then
we put a fire extinguisher
out on his face, and then Novak just goes, meet us at the bar, Kildare's. You're paying the first round.
Just storm out. 15
minutes. He shows up in like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and
early.
Then, and he goes, Bulger, what's your least favorite beer? I don't know, man. I hate Miller Lite. They pretty much like, warm Miller Lite's a bucket up for Bulger right now.
And we brought a flask, and we made him drink it out of a flask, and it was warm.
And then, didn't you have, you brought him a mitten?
An
old tabloid magazine that you made him read?
I made him read the tabloid, not take the mittens off. He had a gay helmet on, some gay Oakleys, a cell phone from 76 that didn't work, and we just told him to be waiting for a call, and he left it out of his sight. I was going to kill him.
It was just so absurd.
And you lost your iPhone. I'm like, get Bam a new iPhone and bring it. And he like went to the mall to try to get it, but his credit card didn't work. He showed us the receipt and everything.
What did he get for that? Just real fast.
Nothing.
Just to hang out.
Like, Novak, I'm going to play your favorite song right now.
It's got to do a drug.
Jack, we crank it full blown out here on the speakers.
Okay.
This is Turbo Negro, Suburban Prince of Death song.
Right. Well done.
This is Novak's
anthem.
This story of my life.
Say goodbye.
Faction later.
Bye, Dream Seller.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.